We are up to Simin Tof Nun Zayin, and we will be doing Sif Aleph. Bipnei Shetzarech Ladakdik B'Shira Isa Shol Harbaspa Mishum Chashash Chimutz. In the previous Simin, we learned that when you bake matzah, you're not supposed to knead a dough that is larger than the Shir Challah, in order that it not be too difficult to really properly knead, and we're afraid it may become chametz. Umutav Shiyamayitba, and you're better off making it smaller. Lachain tov lekarav ha'iso siyachad v'shas hafrashas challah. It is therefore good that when you take challah, you put the doughs together so that they will all be mitzarif to the shear that is machayev you in challah. Sheyishku zeba zeh, that they should be kissing one another. In other words, that they're touching one another in a way that if you pull one away from the other, a little dough would come with it. The Shema Yeshpem Shlohayabam Kishir, because it could be that one of the doughs didn't really have a Shir Challah, because in our attempt to be Mitzamtzim and not have it larger than a Shir Challah, we may have gone a little bit under the Shir Challah. V'im E'ef Shar Lahafrish Challah Ba'oda Isa, Ipneha Mehiris, and if there's no time to be Mafrish Challah because they're hurrying things up to prevent it from becoming Chametz, Yafrishenu Achara Fiya Miyad, then you can be Mafrish Challah afterwards. Sheyitin kola matzis besal, you put all of the baked matzis in one big basket. Vasal mitzar from lachala, and that big basket is mitzar of them for the shir chala. Vezeu aderech hayoser nochen, that is the better way to be mafrish chala. So, first of all, the way you do it is that we're talking the first option, which is that you're taking chala from the dough. So you have one dough that's completely kneaded, they're working on it, then you get a second dough, and they knead that. Push the two doughs together in a way that when they stick, when you pull one away from the other, a little bit of the first dough is going to come with the second. If the doughs are hard, and very often for matzah they make very dry doughs, so then you'll have to put them in a basket, in which case wait till after baking, put it all in one basket, and then be mafrish challah. Now, the reason why we're really afraid of all of this, what are the chashas? So number one, if there was no tziruf of the doughs, and one of the doughs did not have a shir challah, and you were mafrish challah from that dough with a bracha, your bracha was a bracha of atollah. Second of all, what's going to happen is it didn't have a shir challah, your hafrashas challah on that particular dough was not chal, because it wasn't chayiv in challah yet. Later, you're going to be putting all the doughs together in a basket, and maybe there was more than one dough that was previously not chayev b'challah, and now became chayev and challah, and you're not going to be taking challah, and you're going to be eating tevel l'challah. You're going to be eating something from which challah wasn't taken yet. Now, what happens if they are making doughs that are large enough for a shir challah, each one of them? So there's really a mitzvah to separate from each dough, and you can make one bracha and cover all of the hafrashas chalas as long as you weren't mafsik for a different inyan. Now, generally speaking, during the year when you bake, we do not rely on hafrashas chala from the baked product. You take chala from the dough. The pasuk says, "Reishis arus ariso seichem." Whereas in the case of matzah, where your doughs are not large enough to take challah from, and you're really afraid that if you stop to take challah, it may become chametz. So in such a case, we are knowing to take challah from the matzah. Similarly, if during the year someone went and kneaded a dough and then baked something and realized they hadn't taken challah, you can still be mafrish challah from the baked goods. Now the halacha is that there's an essential difference between the challah of Chutz Laretz and the challah of Eretz Yisrael. The halacha is that in the challah of of Eretz Yisrael, you have to be mafrish challah before you eat it. In the challah of Chutz Laretz, if you didn't get to be mafrish challah, what you're allowed to do is eat, just save a little bit of the matzah. And after Shabbos or Yontif, you can be mafrish challah from that piece. So that you're allowed to eat al smach, that you're going to be mafrish challah from an amount that you're going to leave over. Now, the only time that you're allowed to leave some over is if it came from this one dough itself that was chayav and challah. Let's say you had several different doughs a whole bunch of different matzahs coming from different doughs that were sitting in a basket, and that made the shir challah. We do not eat up an entire matzah al smach that I'm going to be mafresh challah from a different one. Now, another thing is that the halacha is that you're really supposed to be mafresh challah min amukaf, which means that when you're mafresh challah, everything you're being mafresh challah from is sitting together. It means there are two stages. The first stage is to make a chiyuv challah. For that, it's got to be that either they're touching in a way that they're stuck to each other, or that they're sitting in one basket. A basket meaning something with walls. But if it does not have walls or everything protrudes above the walls, then that does not make a shear. All of this is creating a shear of chiyuv challah. Once again, it's either that it was all one dough or two doughs that stuck to each other, or that it was sitting in one vessel, preferably that has walls and nothing is protruding above the walls. Once it's chayiv and challah, there's a lechatchila to be mafresh challah and amukav that it's all together. There, it just has to be sitting together, and you don't need the same kind of halachas that it's stuck to each other or that it's in a walled keli. The halacha is that in chalas chutz la'aretz, we are makel that you can take shalom min hamukaf. However, the Mishnah Brura says that even in chalas chutz la'aretz, if these were separate doughs that did not stick together, but they just sat in one basket, there you should be mafresh min amukav dafka. Now, also, in one big basket, everything has to be touching to create a chiyav challah. But with regard to the din of mukaf, after they're chayav already, just that you're being mafresh min amukav, it's enough that they're all sitting in the same basket, even if they're not touching. Now, what if they're each sitting in another kli? You have to put them near one another and to open up all of the kalim. Now, if in a case where they did not have a shear to begin with, and now they're in kalim, the halacha is that you're going to have to put all of these kalim together in one large keli and open up each one of the separate ones. Let's say you already put your matzahs in bags or boxes. You'll have to open the boxes and put them all in one keli. In the case where they already were chayav b'challah, and now they're sitting near each other. They don't have to be sitting in a vessel, but you should still open up the boxes in order to be mafresh challah. Says the Ramah now. V'im hoya bashir challah v'shachach lahafresh. If there was a shir challah and you forgot to be mafresh, yafresh acharkach. V'afilu tzir of sal lo sarach. And you don't need tzir of sal because it was already chayiv in challah. What happens if some of the doughs you were mafresh challah, some of the doughs you weren't, and they got mixed up, the matzahs got mixed up, you have no idea what already had challah taken from it and what not. You have to take challah from every single one of them. Oh, yolush isa acheres, or you can need a new dough that has a shear. V'ikach mimeno gam ken aloson shenesarvu, and be mafresh challah from that new dough on all of the other ones that are still chayiv. V'makir matza achas shechayeves b'challah. If let's say you needed doughs and they were all chayiv b'challah, and some you were mafresh and some not, and you recognize one matzah from a dough that didn't have challah taken from it, notul mimeno ha'acheres, you can be mafresh challah from that one alone. Now, again, in all of these cases, they have to be sitting in front of you together, lechatchila, in order that you be mekayim the mitzvah of min hamukaf. What happens if you needed doughs that were smaller than a shear, and then on Pesach itself, you put all the matzahs together and it got a shear at that point and became challah? So the halacha is that if this happened on Yontif, it is mutabi mafresh challah on Yontif. The halacha is that anything that became chayiv and challah on Yontif, you can be mafresh the challah on Yontif itself. Whereas it happened on Erev Yontif, so in chutz la'aretz, you can eat and leave some over, and then be mafresh after Yontif. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have that option. So if you happen to be kneading new dough on Yontif, then you could be mafresh from that new dough also on the stuff that you that became chayiv and chal on Erev Yontif. But otherwise, in Chalas Eretz Yisrael, the halachi is that if you became chayiv before Yontif, you cannot be mafresh chala for it on Yontif. This is an issur d'rabbanan. You're not supposed to do it, and therefore everyone should really remember before Yontif, and they should make sure that if their matzis were chayav b'chala, see to it that chala was taken, and if not, remove chala yourself. If it's a vaday with a bracha, if not without a bracha.